Jesus was telling Martha, 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 you're worried for so many things. Anxious for so many things. There's only one thing is not missing you. And she said, Mary chose the better one. In the first instance, as if Jesus is complaining that Martha wasn't doing well, but I think it's not that situation. Jesus expects each one of us doing God's will. So God's will for Martha is doing household work. At that time, it's Mary who just listening to him. No difference. If you're doing the will of God, no matter you are in the church, or in the factory, in office, at home, you are sanctified by doing the will of God. So it's no doubt. But what Jesus is telling Martha is, even when he's doing his household work, he's worried about so many things. She was querying why her younger sister was helping her. Well, is it necessary? Perhaps yes, perhaps not. You know, once Jesus telling Peter, when you're young, you can go anywhere. When you're old, you will not. You'll be handicapped. Even you're under persecution. Consequently, Peter asked Jesus, what about John? But Jesus told Peter, mind your own business. You just follow me. So each one of us has our own will of God. You don't have to care so much about what the others are doing. God will look after them. You just do your part. But then also, Jesus on that occasion, just to tell Martha, since I'm coming to you, at least the word of God, at least you can spend some time with me. That's why at the Last Supper, after the Last Supper, Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. Three apostles were with him. They were sleeping. Then Jesus woke them up and said, can't you stay with me for 1 hour? You know, Jesus expected his disciples being close to him, with him. In that sense, Jesus expects each one of us during that our day, we have 24 hours. You just ask, how many minutes you stay with Jesus? In prayer or reading the Bible, how much time? In 1981, when Mary appeared to six children in Medjugorje, and Mary, through these girls, these young kids, tell the parish priest, tell the parishioners, stay in prayer for 3 hours each day. And that time, the parish priest doesn't know how to do. They asked the visionaries to ask to tell Heavenly Mother what they can do. Because it seems they have no time. But then Mary was telling the missionaries, one day, there are 24 hours, even 3 hours, only 1/8 of the time. Since then, that parish, every day, 6 p.m., all the villages, together say the rosary, then the Mass, then the adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. All these 35 years, people may say we have no time. That's not true. When you lead it, you will have time. Once Jesus a little bit sad and told Sister Faustina, you know who is Faustina? Saint Faustina is the nun who had the vision of Jesus, and Jesus telling her to spread the divine mercy to the world. Jesus told her, I'm very sad because many people, when they receive the Holy, after Holy Communion, they don't pay much attention. They took me at nothing. This is what Jesus telling Sister Faustina. They took me, in the word of Jesus, they took me as a dead object. You see? It seems that we receive communion, but where is your heart? Where are you? Did you open the door to Jesus? Or just a kind of happen? And nothing else. That's what made Jesus sad. That exactly the same thing happened to Martha. Jesus entered her house. Young sister, pay attention. Stay with Jesus. And she just looking. Jesus not complaining, she's working. But Jesus is telling her, don't be troubled by so many other things. Don't be worried about so many other things. That only one thing is necessary. And that's why we have to learn from these lessons. Pay attention to the presence of Jesus with us. Especially after Holy Communion, stay with Him. That's why after communion I used to sing a chant, make a chant, bless the Lord my soul, at least for one or two couple of minutes, to let you sink with the presence of Jesus in yourself. Don't just look around and look at the clock and just, why not time come and going out. That's where we are living, because we are living in a society so worried about so many things. You can avoid, even in the church, you're hurrying, empty out, hurrying, rushing, before we have staff hurrying, in central, no matter where you go. People, the visitors come to Hong Kong, they thought the people in Hong Kong are running, all the time running. Stay. At least with your own time, spare some time. Quiet. The Holy Spirit works in each one of us. He is in us. But why don't we can't hear anything from the Holy Spirit? Because we are not quiet enough. So learn from this lesson from Martha. Jesus is telling her and telling us, why you worry so many things? There's only one thing is necessary, to be with the Lord, with quietness. Then you will have peace. You know, the first word Jesus told the disciples after his resurrection, peace be with you. So let us enjoy this peace is given by the Lord. But at least we should have a peaceful mind and peaceful lifestyle.